ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानाधिमरन्दास्याज्ञानाजनासनाखय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभिस्तस्तभितं येन बोधते स्वयं रूपा कदमहयं ददाति स्वपदं तिकं वञ्चार्कपदरूपियश्च कृपासिन्धुभिश्च भजितानं भवलेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Srimad Bhagavata, Canto 5, Chapter 18, Number 4, Sloka. Vadanti, 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 Vishwam Kavayaha Sma Nashvara Vadanti Vishmam Kavayaha Sma Nashvaram Kavayaha Sma Nashvaram Vadanti Vishwam Kavayaha Sma Nashvaram Vishwam Kavayaha Sma Nashvaram Vadanti Vishwam Kavayaha Sma Nashvaram Pashanti, 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 Chadi Atma, Vidu, Chadi Atma Vidu, Vipaschitaha, Vipaschitaha, Pashanti Chadi Atma Vidu, Vipaschitaha. Pashanti chadi atma vidu vipashtaha Pashanti chadi atma vidu vipashtaha Tatapi 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 Muhanti Muhanti Muhanti, Tavaja, 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 Mayaya, Mayaya, Mayaya. Tapati Muhanti, Tavaja, Mayaya. Tapati Muhanti, Tavaja, Mayaya. Tathapi muhyanti tavaja mayaya Su vismitam Su vismitam Su vismitam Kritiam 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 Ajam, 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 Nato, Nato, Smitam, 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 Suvismitam, Kritiam, Ajam, Nato, Smitam, Suvismitam, Kritiam, Ajam, Nato, Smitam.Su vismitam kritiam ajam nato smitam. Word by word. Vadanti. They say authoritatively. Vishwam. The entire material creation.Kavayaha, great land sages, Sma, certainly, Nasvaram, perishable, Pashanti, they say in a trance, Cha, also, Adi Atma Vida, who have realized spiritual knowledge.Vipashtaha, very learned scholars. Tata Api, still. Muhyanti, become illusioned. Tava, your. Ajya, oh, unborn one. Mayaya, by the illusory energy. Su Vismitam.Most wonderful, kritya, activity, ajam, unto the Supreme Unborn One. Nataha asmi, I offer my obeisance, tang, unto him. Translation, Unborn One, learn the Vedas scholar.Who are advanced in the spiritual knowledge certainly know that this material world is perishable. So do other logicians and philosophers. In trance, they realize the factual position of this world, and they preach in the truth as well. Yet even they are sometimes bewildered by your illusory energy. This is your own wonderful pastime. Therefore,I can understand that your illusory energy is very wonderful, and I offer my respectful obeisance unto your purpose. Not only does the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead act on the conditioned soul with this material world, but sometimes it also acts on the most advanced learned scholars.Who factually know the constitutional position of this material world through the realization. As soon as someone thinks, I am this material body, aham mamati, everything is relationship with this material body is mine. He is in the illusion, moha. This illusionCaused by the material energy, acts especially on the conditioned soul. But it sometimes also acts on the liberated soul as well. A liberated soul is a person who has sufficient knowledge of the material world and is therefore untouched to the bodily conception of life. But because of association with the mood of material nature,For a long time, even liberated souls sometimes become bewildered by the illusory energy due to inattentiveness in the transcendental position. Therefore, Lord Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 14, Men evaye prapadyante, maya etam tatram tite.Only those who are surrounded to me can overcome this influence of the material energy. Therefore, No one should think of himself as a liberated person, immune to the influence of the Maya. Everyone should very consciously execute devotional service by the rigidly follow the regulative principles. Thus, he will remain fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. Otherwise, a little inattention will create the havoc. We have already seen the example of this in the case of Maharaj Bharat. Maharaj Bharat was undoubtedly a great devotee, but because he turned his attention slightly toward a small deer, he had suffered two more births, one as a deer and other as a Brahmana, Jaga Maharaj. Afterward, he was liberated and went back home and back to Godhead. The Lord is always prepared to excuse his devotee. But if a devotee takes advantage of the Lord's mercy and purpose for commit mistaken again and again, the Lord will be certainly punish him by letting him fall down into a clash of the illusory energy. In other words, theoretically, knowledge acquired by study the Vedas is insufficient to protect one from a clash of Maya. One must strongly attach to the lotus feet of the Lord in devotional service, then one's position is secure. Papa mentioned this sloka actually is the king in the Jampudvipa. The king is Bhadrasvara. He offered his prayer to the Lord. The king said, sometimes it's your illusory energy is wonderful. So how to understand this? Maya Sakti is wonderful. Papa mentioning the purpose, because Maya Sakti sometimes acts, sometimes the Maya Sakti as the liberated soul. So that's why the Maya Sakti is wonderful. Not because the Maya Sakti want to catch the conditioned soul or liberated soul keep in the universe. Because the Maya Sakti is the reflection from the spiritual world. So that's why the Maya Sakti is very powerful. So in a conditioned soul, they come from the spiritual world. They come in this material world. They covered by the Maya Sakti. So the Maya Sakti cover our pure soul. So we cannot see. Even we cannot see. Why? Because this is a creation by Mahavishnu. Because the Mahavishnu is the same personality of Krishna. The Mahavishnu creation, the whole universe. Then, like Sri Advaita Acharya, he's a Mahavishnu. He creation all of the universe, the full of universe, full of the universe, all of them is a conditioned soul. So the Sri Advaita Acharya, he's so worried about this because he wants to give all of conditioned soul liberated. So that is actually is Krishna's desire. We want to enjoy separate with Krishna, we come here. We want to enjoy Krishna's Sakti, Krishna's Maya Sakti. So we come here. But Krishna creation all of universe by Ahankara, by three moods, Raja, Tamo, and Sattva. Covered by this, so we cannot see anything. We have eyes, but it's conditioned. We need the light, we can see. Even go to old the machine, the body machine, we need glass. So even we have light, even we have glass, we still cannot see. Because we are completely bewildered in this Maya Sakti. Because the Maya Sakti is a reflection from the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, everyone loves Krishna. So they serve Krishna. But we come here, we forgot this. But we attract you by the Maya Sakti. We want to enjoy the Maya Sakti. So that's why we have this material body. Then we want to enjoy the material relationship. All of this controlled by Krishna's desire. Because Krishna wants us come here by the Vedas. So Krishna, the creation of all of the universe, so Jamadi Ato Yato, Jamadi Yasha Yato, this means Krishna creation of all of the universe. He maintained, he destroyed. But also Krishna, Tene Brahmaha Vidaya Ati Kavaye. Krishna also gave the Vedas knowledge to the Brahma. And that Brahma, Visarga, he creation all of universe, all of universe, all of living entity. He gave a Vedas and let all of living entity follow the Vedas. Then they can see what can enjoy, what cannot. So actually here, the Maya Saktis cannot enjoy. So only created by Krishna is only five material element. So Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, I said a creation. It's eight element in the material world. So this eight element is cover our soul. So how do we beyond this? So we follow the Vedas. We have to follow the Vedas, then we can beyond this material consciousness. The Vedas actually is tell us, guiding us, training us to step by step, slowly purify our material consciousness. So in the Satya Yoga, Treta Yoga, we have Vedas, we have Yoga Nectar, we have Varnashrama system. So we can step by step, slowly, slowly, we get purified by perform our body's duty. Then we can understand the transcendental knowledge. But in the Kali Yoga, what to do? In the Kali Yoga, whole of control by mode of Tamo, mode of ignorance. So Papa mentioned, so mode of ignorance control whole of Kali, the Vedas disappeared. We cannot understand the Vedas. So here, Sri Advaita Acharya come here. He found here no Varnashrama system, no Yoga Nectar. Everyone, they do whatever they want, they just do it. So only in the sinful activity, only in Jagannath consciousness. So Sri Advaita Acharya very worried about this. So all the conditions so in the Kali Yuga, they perform the sinful activity. So they also only one way to go to hell, stay there eternally. So that's why the Sri Advaita Acharya very, very worried about it. Because he creation is material world. He wants to give them liberation. So that's why Sisi, they mention Sri Advaita Acharya creation all the universe. He wants to give all of conditions of liberation by devotional service. So they come beyond the three modes. So that's why the Sri Advaita Acharya, he found in the Navadvipa no pure devotional service. So no way to beg Godhead. So Sri Advaita Acharya come, sit in the bank of Ganges. He worship with the Ganga water and Tushi leaves, worship the Shilagram. She calling, yelling, he want Krishna personally come to save the Kali Yuga, save us, save all of conditioned soul. Because this Kali Yuga is such a, everyone in the darkness, even more illusory in the other yogas. So that's why the Krishna, the Mahaprabhu, he come down. But we don't know about Mahaprabhu. But Papa gave us a Mahaprabhu, gave us a Mahamantra, gave us a Navadvipa, gave us a Vrindavan. So it's Papa bring the Krishna consciousness come here. So what is Krishna consciousness conceive us in the Kali Yuga? Everyone only in sinful activity, full of classes, full of sinful reaction. So what to do? So Krishna conscious actually is Krishna Prema consciousness. Is Krishna Prema is love Krishna and Krishna's energy. And Krishna energy is Chit Sakti, Maya Sakti, and Jiva Sakti. So Krishna consciousness actually is original from Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani, she, her body full of Krishna Prema. Actually, her body is the essence of Krishna Prema. She loves Krishna. She knows all of desire of Krishna. She can fulfill all of desire of Krishna. So she extensioned Krishna Prema to all of Sakis, all of Manjaris, all of Brajabasis. Actually, Krishna Prema is a Chit potency. It's Nadini potency. Only eternally in the spiritual sky. But material world, they know this. They know Nadini potency. So the conditioned soul, they want to enjoy in the material world. They search everywhere. But they never satisfied. So that's why Papa bring us the Krishna consciousness come here. That is the Chit potency. But how to get this Krishna consciousness? How to achieve this Krishna consciousness? Papa mentioned here, have to very consciously perform our devotional service. So in Papa mention is we have followed the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Panchatattva. We chanting the Maha Mantra. Then we automatically waking our eternal relationship up and love to Krishna. That is the Maha Mantra gave us. So that's why Papa mentioned in the purpose that we are in illusion because we think we are material body. So any relationship our material body is mine. This conception is come from spiritual world reflection here. So the conditioned soul very, very attractive that by the five relationship, body relationship. They want to enjoy so much, but they never satisfied. Because this Maya Sakti, no Chit Sakti, no Nadini Sakti. So like one day Brahma asked Krishna, so you please tell me how your arrangement, how it's working in the material world. Krishna said, the material world is reflection from a yuga maya. Yeah. So, but it's reflection of the love. So here, we also search the love in the material world. We want to enjoy the love so much. But in the material world, here zero love, no nadini potency. So that's why Papa bring the Nadini potency. They bring all the Prajapati's consciousness. So actually Krishna consciousness is Radharani consciousness. It's eternal Vrindavan Prajapati consciousness. It's the Gopis consciousness. So this is Krishna consciousness. This means the Radharani, the Gopis, the all Prajapatis, they are in the five relationship, love Krishna eternally. So they dance and they sing, this is their eternal activity. So that's why, full of Vrindavan, they're full of the Bhakti ocean, they're full of Prema. So Krishna enjoying very much. So that's why the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also want enjoying the Prema Bhakti. So the Krishna one day they enter the Navadvip. He immediately feeling full of Prema. That's why it's in the Navadvip actually is also created by Radharani's mind. The Radharani, he creation Navadvip by her Mahabhava. The Mahabhava actually is essence of Krishna Prema. So Radharani creation the Navadvip full of her Mahabhava. So when the Krishna entered this Navadvip, he immediately feeling the Radharani's prema. So he really want to taste this prema. So he entered the Radharani's body. But before he entered, he said, anyone, he entered this Navadvip, immediately get prema. Get Krishna Prema, immediately get. So that is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Krishna entered the Radharani body, he take Radharani's mood. That is Krishna Prema mood, it's compassion. So that's why the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu He bring the Maha Mantra. Actually, the Maha Mantra is Vrindavan. It's Vrindavan consciousness, it's Vrindavan eternal activity. So the Maha Mantra is actually Radha Krishna's holy name. So Mahamantra is the same personality. It's same Radha Krishna. It's Krishna and Krishna Prema. So all of Vrindavan in the Mahamantra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listened. He heard about the calling from Sri Advaita Acharya. Also, in the meantime, he wanted to enjoy the Krishna Prema. He said, okay, I come to bring the Krishna Prema. Also, he bring all of Brajabasi. He bring his father, mother, Lalika, Visakha, all of Brajabasi, all of gopis. They come here. They start a Sankirtan movement. They chanting Maha Mantra. They sing, dancing, ecstasy, love. Actually, they show the eternal Vrindavan's Krishna consciousness. So they show the eternal activities of Vrindavan. So bring here without any condition. They give everyone. So the Maha Mantra is Vrindavan, it's Radha Krishna. It's Prema, it's Krishna Prema consciousness. It's so powerful, so merciful, so compassionate. So anyone come, enjoy the Sankirtan, they chanting the Maha Mantra, they dancing in the ecstasy love, they immediately stop the sinful reaction. Immediately stop the sinful activity. Immediately follow the four principle regulation. So immediately stop the repeat birth and the death. That is Maha Mantra give us, save us. So not only that, anyone join the Maha Mantra, join this eternal activity, singing and dancing, immediately weaken our eternal relationship with Krishna, immediately weaken the love in the five relationship with Krishna. So that is Maha Mantra give us. That is Prabhupada gave us Krishna consciousness. So we are so fortunate. We come here, we join the ISKCON, we chant in the Maha Mantra. So we chant in the Maha Mantra, we say it's very simple, just the singing and the dancing, very simple. Then we come immediately beyond the three modes of nature. Immediately beyond all of sinful reaction. So this is Maha Mantra so merciful. This Maha Mantra is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He want everyone, even you chanting Maha Mantra one time, then immediately take this person out of all of sinful reaction. Immediately take off this one to stop this repeat birth and death. Immediately take this one to the Vrindavan. So this is Maha Mantra give us. So that's why whole of Panchatattva full of compassion. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the expansion, not Nityananda. So not Nityananda, he has unlimited compassion for all of the conditioned soul. So he preaching this Maha Mantra. He begging everyone, please chant Maha Mantra, please chant. If someone reject the Lord said, not Nityananda, immediately cry out. He said this way, if not chanting Maha Mantra, is not a way by Godhead. So Sri Advaita Acharya also full of compassion. He begging everyone, he with Haridas Thakur to preach him. He preaching Jagai Madai. He preaching everyone that's this Kali Yuga to give us Maha Mantra. So it's Navadvip, actually, the Maha Mantra start Navadvip, start Yuga Pita. So it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also show us the Mahabhava ecstasy. Why? Because the Mahabhava manifested by Srimati Radharani. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting the Maha Mantra immediately manifested the Mahabhava symptom. So we can see in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can see all of everywhere they show the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Mahabhava ecstasy. So this, we only hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Mahabhava ecstasy, immediately destroy all of inauspicious, immediately destroy our lust, immediately destroy everything sinful activity, sinful reaction. Immediately give us Krishna Prema. So that is Chaitanya Charita bring us. So we are so fortunate, we are in Navadvip. We can immediately understand the Krishna Prema. All of our acharya, they bring us, give us Krishna Prema. Yeah, the Rupa Goswami, they wrote about negative instruction. Of Sananda Goswami wrote about Briha Bhagavatam Mirita. All guide us, give us Krishna Prema consciousness. So Radha Kun consciousness, Navadvipa consciousness, Krishna, some Radharani consciousness, all of Braja consciousness, all of Gopis consciousness. So we are here glorious about Navadvipa, glorious about Panchatattva, glorious about Maha Mantra. We can taste of the sweet of Vrindavan. So today I'm stop here, sorry. Hare Krishna. So any comment or any question?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for making the point that Dvaitacharya was praying for the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is very interesting, that expansion of Krishna, God himself, an expansion, is praying for himself to arrive. And so this is a very humble position to be praying for anything, to be asking for any kind of favor. So we can appreciate that that this is our an indication of pure devotion, is that we are completely dependent on the Supreme Lord. Prabhupada said, was asked, what is real humility? He said, real humility is that you don't depend on anything, not on your bank balance, not on your education, not on your good looks, not on your gun. He said, You don't depend on anything except Krishna's mercy. So this is a lesson for us to all. Pray to Krishna for advancing in spiritual Krishna, in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki ja, Mahamantra ki ja, Navadvip ki ja, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki ja, Panchatattva ki ja, Vrindavan ki ja, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Haribol.